It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And this morning we say hello and good day to Jonathan Lewis. Jonathan handles the operations and network support at ESP Financial. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
How you doing today?
Doing all right.
Well, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us, and the topic is very timely because we are running head-on with the holidays right now, and I'll tell you what, scamming is a big part, unfortunately, of what goes on in our daily lives now when we hop on the computer and such, so we thought we'd have Jonathan in to give us a few tips on some things to look out for when it comes to holiday scams. What can you suggest, Jonathan?
First off, if you get somebody asking for too much information, most shopping companies don't ask for payments or personal information or financial information, ID numbers and account numbers, things like that, to deliver packages. Also, if they want you to act right now with a great sense of urgency, scammers often, they try to get you to panic by asking you to get them the information now, and that should be a big red flag. Grammar is another sign. If you notice that the message has a lot of bad grammar or the logo is pixelated in the email, then that's a sign that somebody is trying to scam you. They're trying to impersonate some other company. We always encourage clients to check the email or web addresses to make sure that it's a legitimate source. If they contact you and don't leave a contact number, that's another red flag. They could be scamming you. Most shopping companies will leave you multiple ways to get in touch with them, and we always suggest looking up and dialing the company's number for yourself when calling them back. And on that point, it's very important if you do Google and look for a company that you make sure that it's the legitimate number for a company and not a scam number set up. Sometimes it can be really hard to tell. Lastly, make sure to update your laptop so that you have the latest antivirus installed. And don't use the same passwords for multiple accounts. Avoid using public Wi-Fi and know that the vendors that you're purchasing from are legitimate. When in doubt, always double-check to make sure. You can never be too careful.
Isn't that the truth, unfortunately? So, yeah, good tips as we head into the holiday shopping season. Jonathan, good stuff here this morning. Do you have a money message for us?
Yes, I do, Ron. Although online shopping is easy, we encourage everybody to shop local and support the local community and our local retailers over the holiday season.
That is sound advice right there. Good stuff from Jonathan Lewis, Operations and Network Support Specialist, ESP Financial. Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.